Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take it. Aaron Dusso joins us now, Associate Professor of Political Science at Indiana University, Indianapolis. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
I am so over this government shutdown, but I got to talk about it because it's important to a lot of people, and I will. And what I mean by over it is that there's so much posturing on both sides. The truth is somewhere in between. There's the reality of the shutdown. There's the politics behind the shutdown. And then I would say there's the perception of who gets the blame for the shutdown. That's about it?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, this is only the second day we're going into, and you're already tired of it. I think we got a ways to go.
I was tired of when they were talking about it. I was tired of it 6 weeks ago. Because it's the same old thing. Professor, it's lather, rinse, repeat. It's the same old thing time after time after time, is it not? And for those that are thinking, well, one side really is making a stand against this or against that, what would you say?
Well, I mean, this is if you're going to say that that's, you know, not credible, then the Democrats are in big trouble, because that's what their whole stand is that they're saying that this is a question about funding health care, particular subsidies coming from the ACA, and that if we let these lapse, it's going to hurt millions of Americans.
But to be fair, these are subsidies that go out on December 31st, right?
Right. They are scheduled to lapse at the end of the year.
Yeah. So they're making their stand now, although this continuing resolution that was proposed by the Republicans would go until when?
Well, the first one that they proposed was 7 weeks, and they're arguing that Republicans are making the offer that we can do this 7-week continuing resolution, and then we can negotiate then. I guess the Democrats responded. The problem is that they got that same promise early in the year, and then the further negotiations never happened.
Mm-hmm. Who got the promise? The Democrats did.
So early in the year, the Democrats went along with the continuing resolution, just like this one, which is what Republicans point out. You've already agreed to this in previous months. But the response from Democrats is that, well, yeah, but you promised us further negotiations, and those further negotiations never happened.
So how do you see this ending? Because somebody's going to have to cave one way or the other, and along the lines of caving, then you have to say either, well, we took a stand for nothing because we're backing down, or the other side has more power. I don't understand how this ends. Tell me.
Right. I think, as you mentioned before, it ends with public perception. And so if public perception begins to weigh heavily on the Republicans or the Democrats, that they're to blame, that the problems we're seeing right now are their fault, that's the party that's going to cave. And right now we're so early in this that we're not sure where public opinion is going to go. And that's why you see this just constant fight on both sides about trying to control public perception.
So it's a partial government shutdown. Who's affected by this? Social Security still goes out, as I understand it. What else happens?
Right. So each department is going to have to determine who they retain and who they might furlough. Social Security, of course, is paid through payroll taxes. But, you know, the issue might arise there is if you have a problem with your check and it doesn't arrive, the people that you might call, they're the ones that probably won't be there. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you don't have a problem in these next few weeks.
Now I see TSA warning of possible delays. You want to get the public against you? Have them stand in line at the TSA. What's going on there? Do you know?
Right, yeah. So this is one of the ones where if, you know, right now they're considered essential, and so you'll have TSA or you'll have air traffic controllers, they'll be expected to work oftentimes without pay. And the problem is if they decide that they're not going to do that, and if they decide to strike in some way where they're going to force this hand, that could be a real pressure on both parties to get this resolved.
One thing I don't get is that they're talking about layoffs, and it would seem to me, if the federal employees are needed, they're needed whether there's a government shutdown or not. And that always goes to, I guess, the non-essential part of it where, you know, when we have a hurricane here, I like to be included in the essential part because I'm a big fan of job security, right? I don't want to be labeled non-essential. So when it comes to layoffs, I don't understand what the shutdown has to do with it, because if they're needed, then they're needed, whether the government is shut down or not. If they're not needed, well, then they shouldn't be on the payroll in the first place. Why is that tied to this government shutdown?
Well, I think that that's a threat that the Trump administration has made to try use as leverage against Democrats who have been trying to hold the line with regards to the government and what's been happening basically since Trump took office back in January and the work that Doge had done. And so the threats, I think, probably ring hollow at this point because you're, you know, what, 9 months into a Trump administration, which has been significantly, you know, cutting and firing people or attempting to and having to go to court in order to stop that. So I don't think that it's just a threat, I would argue, rather than an actual, you know, something that's going to happen.
I sent the IRS the equivalent of a hundy last week, and I see now that the IRS may or may not be impacted. I wish maybe I wouldn't have sent that check now. Tell me what's going to happen with the IRS. Do we know?
Right. I mean, obviously, it's a situation where non-essential, and oftentimes we call them non-essential, are the things that we might actually come in contact with. So if the IRS is going to be there, but let's say you want to start a new business and you need to get a tax ID, that you might run into problems. That's the kind of thing where, okay, well, those people are not there. We furloughed those individuals because they were deemed non-essential. But of course, if you want to start a business, they're very essential. And that's the kind of thing that slows an economy, you know, particular or permits, that kind of stuff. Those are the things that will take longer, you know, to get done, if at all, while there's a shutdown.
I get a text that comes in, TSA needs to be privatized as well as air traffic controllers. Well, the TSA was privatized before 9/11, and that's when they decided that the Vincent security, I shouldn't pick out a name, but whatever security guard it was that was half watching the screening thing, they shouldn't be there, and that's why they got TSA, right?
Right, yeah, that's exactly. So it used to be a privatized, it used to be the airlines put together the money to pay for that type of thing at various airports. And of course, 9/11 happens, and a lot of that's through lapses in security and airlines that we decided that we need to you know, nationalize that and have the federal government take care of it. I mean, that's the same reason we have the, you know, the army and the military
right,
are, you know, run by the government, not by private interest.
It's just amazing how people forget stuff, and it's like, well, you had the security guards, the rent-a-cops, no disrespect, half watching the screens as they were going through, and that's kind of why 9/11 happened, and now you want to go back to that. So I don't know. People sometimes forget, I guess. We'll take a break, pick it up when we come back with Aaron Dusso. Somebody texted this in, Professor. You can respond to this. A shutdown is the least of our worries right now. President literally told the military leaders they're going to be expected to engage in battle with American citizens. He threatened multiple major cities with war and expressed to the generals that the country is being invaded by left-wing radicals. We won't have a country to shut down if this comes to fruition. Is this any? Is this just some kind of hysteria that somebody texted in, or is there any truth behind that? You can talk about that when we return here on WWL 622 Traffic Now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
627, Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with Aaron Dusso, Associate Professor of Political Science at Indiana University, Indianapolis. The president says a lot of stuff, sometimes off the cuff, telling the generals that they could maybe use the military to practice. I don't know what that means. In American cities, somebody texted in and said that, you know, the president was, what did he say here, that they were going to be at war, battle with American citizens, threaten major cities with war. And what would you say to people that are concerned about that, Professor? Because I do get texts about that occasionally.
Well, what I would say, the enemy within language is language that's used by authoritarian dictators. That's, you know, it's not something that's used by leaders of free and democratic countries. And that is, it's inflammatory language, but it's also scary language, because we've, you know, the president of the United States has a lot of power, and right now he's pushing at every way he possibly can to see where if there are any limits to that power. And then you combine that with the decision in Trump v. the United States last year by the Supreme Court, which gives the president the unlimited authority to essentially do whatever he wants. And you saw in those arguments during the Supreme Court's arguments and in the dissents that people filed, that they're concerned that the president would be allowed to just kill somebody and it didn't matter, and that was left open-ended. And so there is, I think, a real concern that is legitimate, that using this type of language is clearly designed, and telling this not just off the cuff to a bunch of friends. This is, you called together all of our military leaders, you put them in a room, and you told them that there's an enemy within the United States. It's not out there. It's not wherever you're posted around the world. It's here in the United States. It's in Chicago. It's in Los Angeles. It's in New York. And that's a problem. That's a language that's never been used by a president of the United States. And it's scary language, because the president is also sending the military, you know, the National Guard, into these cities in order to do something that they're not trained to do, which is to act as a police force. And that also violates the Constitution. So this is really concerning.
I'm not trying to go all 7 days in May here or anything like that, but ultimately it comes down to who controls the military, and if the military, these generals, would accept orders to take on an enemy within, or if they would say, no, these are American citizens, I'm not going to do that. And then that could really lead to a constitutional crisis, could it not?
Well, I mean, that would be surprising, because in the United States, the military is subservient to the leaders that we elect, not themselves. They're not an independent actor. And so to have them say no to the president, to a deployment somewhere, would be surprising. I don't know, actually, myself, whether or not there's ever happened before. And so I would bet that they probably would follow it. I wouldn't rely on the fact that their individual is going to choose that they're not going to do it, because one person can do it, but then there's, you know, 100 that are going to do it. So this is, I think, is a very dangerous time, and I think it's a legitimate concern with regards to what the president's plans are.
Thank you, Professor. Appreciate your time. Aaron Dusso, Associate Professor of Political Science at Indiana University, Indianapolis. 6:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to the one and only Ian Ozan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.